Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Welcome back to the Commit Your Dreams podcast by CleverTech, where we sit down with developers who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Welcome to episode 2. I am your host, Sam Crane. Natalie Ta is off this week, but we are still highlighting the unique stories of the engineers and developers here at CleverTech who have joined us from all over the globe. Today's guest, senior full stack engineer here at CleverTech, Adrian Obel Mejias, has a really inspiring story coming out of Venezuela, moving to Canada. So thank you for joining us, Adrian. And how are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing well. So it's a good day to get working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to kick us off here at the top of the episode, why don't you let us know where you're from, where you are now, what you do specifically here at CleverTech, and maybe include some hobbies outside of work that you use to keep you fresh and loose.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, my name's Adrian. I've been at CleverTech for over 6 years now. So it's been quite a journey for sure. I am originally from Venezuela. When I started working at CleverTech, I was in Venezuela. Well, within like a year or so, I ended up moving to Toronto, Canada. Been here for over 5 years now. So yeah, it's been a journey.
Sounds like a journey for sure. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But for now, could you let us in on what a senior full stack engineer does?
So in my case, being the full stack engineer, I'm also the tech lead of my project. So basically what that means in my case is with a team of other CleverTech engineers, we are basically a part of the client's broader engineering team. I have a more of a leadership role within the team. In my case, I'm more of the front end owner and all of the applications that we host. So and that includes, you know, sketching out the architecture, just working with the other team members, guiding them, working towards ensuring success, as it were.
Awesome. Awesome. And outside of work, you know, when you're not working on code, what are you doing to stay happy, healthy, and loose?
It depends on the time of year. I'm big into gaming and music. You can't see it right now, unfortunately, since it's just audio, but I have a guitar behind me. Lots of snowboarding during the winter. Try to get as much snow as I can.
Surely there's no good snowboarding down in Venezuela.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But up in Toronto, it's pretty nice, huh?
It's okay. It's okay. It's pretty good here. Much better than it is in Venezuela, that's for sure. It's a solid 30 degrees Celsius year-round, which, you know, like high 80s or maybe 90s. It's warm.
Yeah, definitely not conducive to snowboarding there. But I think that's where we'll start. You know, you started in Venezuela. That's where you're from. What made you want to move to Canada?
Well, first, to step back a little bit. I'm from Venezuela, but I spent a large portion of my childhood in the States. So I basically grew up in South Florida, lived there for around 7 so years, ended up moving back to Venezuela, did my undergrad there. And once I was out of school, I worked locally for a little while, but my ambitions were always to leave Venezuela once more and find somewhere to place my roots elsewhere. So that was my goal. And working at CleverTech, I mean, for one, being able to work at CleverTech from Venezuela is a huge opportunity. You know, the flexibility that we get, just the fact that the company is fully remote, you know, something that would practically be impossible without it just opens up so many doors. So my plan was to move to somewhere. So I was just kind of evaluating where I would want to go. Canada in particular, I was interested in because during my undergrad, I had an internship here. So I live not in Toronto, in another province in New Brunswick. So I was there for around 3 months. And yeah, I mean, I really liked it. I really liked the vibe. I like Canada. I mean, I knew that was a place I wanted to go. Not so much where I went for my internship. New Brunswick and Fredericton, the city, is kind of a small town. So I was looking for something a little bit more alive, you could say.
For sure, for sure. And it seems like you found it here in Toronto. So talk a little bit about the city. I hear it's a really awesome cultural melting pot, lots of great restaurants to try and things to do. How have you been liking it so far?
I mean, I love it. I love Canada. I think I made the right choice coming here. Especially like if you're coming in as an immigrant, they're much more friendly. At least the process in which you come to stay here permanently is it's a much more defined and clear path. You know what are the steps you need to take in order to get there. Mm. So that was one of the big things for me in deciding to come here, for sure. But yeah, in Toronto, I love it, honestly. It's a great city. I love being here. The only complaint I have, you know, which I'm sure many other Torontonians share with me, is it can be a little pricey, but, you know.
Really? That's not something I've heard before. Would you say it's sort of like Canada's New York in that way?
Yeah, for sure. Hit the nail on the head. It's very, very expensive, especially now. You think with COVID prices will go down, but not at all.
Wow, that's really interesting. I guess you learn something new every day. Well, this is the Commit Your Dreams podcast, so I want to talk a little bit about your dreams and ambitions. Professionally, did you always wish to be an engineer? Or as a child, were you really hell-bent on becoming an astronaut or something crazy like that?
Astronaut? Not so much, admittedly. It's a good question. So when I was going through school, I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. When I was a kid, I skateboarded a lot, and partly that's why I got into snowboarding.
They say that's big in South Florida, the skateboarding culture.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, when I was getting into school, you know, deciding what to do, what to major in, initially I got into electrical engineering, actually. But it was more so because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and that was what my dad did. So he's like, well, I'll start out with that, see where it goes. But I mean, I quickly realized that that wasn't really my thing. Like at the time, I still am obviously big into computers. I quickly realized that no, this isn't my thing. What I need to do is to get into software. So I shifted. It had only been like 3 months or so. So it's not like I wasted a lot of time. And yeah, I got into information engineering and got my degree.
So you talked a little bit about your family there. Give me a little bit more information there. Obviously, you have roots in Venezuela, roots in the U.S. How does family fit into your work-life balance, ideally?
My family is in it's an interesting situation. So my parents are actually in Florida, so they're in the States. Same goes for my brother. He's in California. But yeah, they're all in the States. My extended family, of course, my grandparents, my uncles, and the rest. The majority of them are still Venezuela. Some of my cousins have moved out just because the situation is kind of tough right now. But yeah, it's interesting. The good thing is that being here, obviously the biggest thing is that you're not in the midst of what's going on. So you're apart from the whole situation being here in Canada. So that part's good. And you still have the opportunity to go back and visit as you please. And with my parents, you know, I go in and visit them as much as I can. And the fact that we work remote is great for that. Well, whenever you want to go, just take your computer and you're good to go.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the greatest benefits to working remote for sure. So my next question is a staple question of the podcast, and you can take these one at a time. But what does freedom, mastery, and purpose mean to you?
All right. With freedom, within CleverTech, I think the number one thing is just the fact that it's remote. It's always been remote. So you have the freedom to work wherever you want. And the opportunity, like in my case, yeah, I started out working from another country. I moved with work. I came here. I already had a job. And that just makes a transition so much easier. So yeah, the freedom to work anywhere you want with the other, even if you don't end up moving to a different country or a different city. Just the fact that, you know, you're working from the comfort of, you know, your home or wherever it is, you save so much time. You don't have to commute. You don't have to do any of that. So that's a big in terms of freedom. So another thing that could be said with freedom within the company is that CleverTech really encourages you to not only, so of course, you have the thing that you're working on day to day, but you may want to kind of learn about other subjects or start to get into other technologies. And there's a freedom that you're giving opportunities to do so. And, you know, there are resources that if you want to educate yourself in order to get into that and potentially land a project where you're working with some technologies, that's good in terms of the company's context.
And that ties sort of into mastery as well.
Yeah.
A little bit. For sure.
Yeah. Mastery, of course, it's just like how proficient you are at something, I guess you could say. So, you know, the hours that you put in to your craft is really how you bring that up. And again, with CleverTech, we have talks, you know, every so often where we bring in speakers or other people to kind of to just talk about certain subjects. So that's good for the company. It gives you an opportunity to be, just to be exposed to all these people with, you know, their knowledge and their experiences. So that's a big help in terms of mastery.
Absolutely. And what about purpose?
Purpose. Oof, that's kind of a tough one. I mean, purpose, I feel, drives everything we do, no? You have to kind of try to find purpose in order for you to find meaning in what you're doing. I mean, like, even if you're giving, you know, you're at your work every day, you're just given a task. If you don't know why you're doing it, or like the purpose behind it, you're probably not going to put that much heart into it. Or you're just going to do the things that you're told to do and kind of, all right, that's it. But you're not going to necessarily feel involved or feel like you have really anything to put into more than just that. When in reality, if you're behind the mission and what's, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and all that, that gives you drive, that gives you purpose to do your work and do it well. Yeah, it applies to everything in life, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that answer. And my next question has to do with something we've been talking about on social media a lot lately here at Clever Tech, and that's finding your flow. How do you tune out the distractions and really get focused on the task at hand? What are some of the strategies you use for that?
So there's one playlist in Spotify for sure, but when I'm trying to get into it, that's my go-to. So
do you want to plug the playlist really quick and let the people know what you're listening to?
Yeah. I mean, when I really want to get into it, you know, just get plugged in and not care about anything else. I just pull up some Animals as Leaders, you know, some prog rock and just plug away. Yeah, that's my thing.
I love it. Music is so critical to getting focused and staying in the flow. My next question is about advice that you would give to sort of a younger engineer, maybe somebody who's just getting started in the game, resources to look for, or maybe just best practices, tips to live by.
If I were talking to myself, 6 or 7 years ago, I'd probably just say, like, don't be scared to, you know, like if there's a certain job that you want, that you're really working towards, don't be scared to apply, to just work towards that goal. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, right? So even if you feel that you may not have like everything that's required on paper. I mean, you might be a great fit and you might actually land the gig that you're looking for. So definitely don't be scared to apply. And yeah, I mean, there's plenty of resources. There's ways that you can get ready for it. So it's not like you're the only person in the world that's applying for jobs. So there's plenty of resources out there that will help you on that. But again, just don't be scared to just try it. At least, right? The worst thing that can happen is, you know, they say no and you just look for another job. So the world's not going to end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so maybe backing off of that question, advice to your 5-year-old self or maybe a young adult version of yourself.
What was I even thinking of when I was 5? I don't know.
Skateboarding, probably.
Probably. You know, listen to your parents. You know, they know what they're talking about. I mean, most of them. Yeah, right? Like if you're really passionate about something, just do it. I mean, really, the way to get better at things is just to keep on doing them, put in the work. I don't know how much that applies to a 5-year-old, but but yeah, I mean, I started skating when I was like 7, and that's all I did. So
no, I'm glad you brought that up because I think there's a lot of parallels between sort of skating and coding in that to get better at the skill, you sort of have to do. And simultaneously, you have to fail while doing. And that's the best way to get better at and become great at something, you know?
For sure. Don't be scared to fail, number one. That applies to everything, both skateboarding. You're going to fall a lot. But, you know, you have to just get right back up and keep going. And, you know, and then the work life, the same applies. You're going to fail some things. You're going to get better. And really, the best way to get better is by failing because that's, you know, you've at least learned one way of not doing things, right? And now you have input from others. You can also lean on other people on your team to kind of leverage their experiences and help you out. And, you know, if you're struggling, don't be scared to, you know, talk to your team. They're there to help you out. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's fantastic advice. So Adrian, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Commit Your Dreams podcast. Adrian Obomahias, senior full stack engineer for us here at Clever Tech. You said you are not on Twitter, but are you maybe on GitHub? Where can people find you online?
Yep. My GitHub is github.com/AdrianObel, capital O. That's probably where you want to look.
Your main spot. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Adrian. That is going to bring us to the end of episode 2 here on the Commit Your Dreams podcast, but we will be back with episode 3 very, very shortly. Again, Adrian, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching Clever Tech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.